earlier. It's something that I think we've really lost in country today. So here's Jason Isbell with Yvette.
A little light from the house on the cul-de-sac, bedroom upstairs. It's a family affair. I've watched you in class. Your eyes are cut glass and you stay covered up, head to your toe, so nobody will know you. Bastard will never be, so I'm cleaning my weather beam. I sighed in my skull, and I hope against hope, I hope against hope. Seems nice. I don't understand why she won't say anything, as if she can't see who he turned out to be. Last night, and in the window the light made a silhouette. Saw him hold you that way. He won't hold you that way anymore, Yvette.
All right, Drew, the next song that we're going to play is also sung by Jason Isbell, but it's with the Drive-By Truckers. And I know the Drive-By Truckers are a band you've been following for a long time.
Following. I've opened for them a couple times. They're friends of mine. Jason started out with the Truckers, and they're a Southern rock band. And that's the other reason he's often placed in an Americana genre, is because he'd already made a name for himself outside of country in the rock world. And this is the first song he brought to the Truckers. And I want to say he was 20 years old when he penned this song. And when you listen to the lyrics, that's unbelievable. This song is a murder ballad or a revenge ballad that's about a family feud that's been going on for years. It is based on the people who were, my understanding, sort of the real Hatfields and McCoys. It's a real thing that went on in Alabama, and Jason wrote a song about two families feuding and killing each other at 20 years old, and it's incredible. And one of the reasons I'm so happy we included it is I think it's the only song we've chosen that gives a lesson in what happens when you take the path of revenge and you take it too far. This is why revenge is a sin, whereas wanting justice is not. This is a song about revenge destroying an entire family.
Absolutely. Well, here is Decoration Day by Drive-By Truckers.
It's Decoration Day. Never mind to roll a stone on his grave. What will he say? Keeping me down, boy, won't keep you away. It's Decoration Day. And I knew the hill boys would put him away. But my daddy wasn't afraid. He said we'd fight till the last Lawson's last living day. Son, he said, beat him real good, but don't dare let him die. And if you see Holland, he'll run. Well, I said, they ain't give us trouble before, and we ain't brought down on ourselves. Put a chain on my back and my ear to the floor, and I'll send all the hill boys to hell. I'll send all the hill boys. Never mind to go spit on his grave. If I was a heel, I'd put him away. And I'd fight till the last Lawson's last living day. I'd fight till the last Lawson's last living day. I'd fight till the last Lawson's last living day. We'll be right back.
All right, up next, we're going to hear from Toby Keith, The Chicks, and Lindy Ortega. So stick around.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. Next up, Drew, this is one of the all-time greatest, I think, revenge songs, at least from like the 90s, early 2000s. That is How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
It absolutely is arguably the greatest. And one of the reasons is it took the old adage, which is the best way to get revenge is to lead a good life. It took that and it turned it into basically a power anthem. And our boy Toby is celebrating how great his life is to this woman who, my understanding is, all she really did was reject him. So it's such a hilarious thing to do a whole song dedicated to a person who simply said, "No, nah, I don't want to date you." That's so petty. So it's petty revenge, which is fun. And it's revenge in the sense of he didn't do anything to her. He just is like, "Hey, look how great I am now. Huh? What about me?" It's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the interesting things about playing this song now is I think it came out about 20 years ago, and at least the music video was supposed to be like a 20-year high school reunion where they were playing this song. You know, he was playing this song on the football field or whatever, and I think that's hilarious for anybody who has a 20-year reunion coming up. I'm sure there's a few of them playing this song in the back of their head.
I don't think I'm that petty. Maybe I am. I might walk out to it. Who knows?
All right. Well, here is How Do You Like Me Now by Toby Keith.
Stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number, I wrote, "Call for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, with your wake-up call. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? Couldn't
Well, Drew, it's no accident that we're playing the Chicks next. I did that on purpose because this song, Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks, I think is actually probably about Toby Keith, at least in part.
It's definitely about Toby Keith. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on the Chick side in that little battle. And I know there's a lot of people listening who are on Toby Keith's side in that little battle. I'm going to be completely honest. I don't care whose side you're on. If you say you don't like cancel culture, then you have to be against what Toby Keith did to the Chicks. And the fact that they wrote this song about that and it's a hit is the sweetest revenge. They took his little song, How Do You Like Me Now, and they flipped it on its head and threw it right back at him. And it's beautiful. And I saw them headline Bonnaroo. You know, he didn't headline Bonnaroo. They did. So I think he won the first round of that series. You know, they got played, kicked off the radio, et cetera, and I think they won in the long run. And I know that's going to make a lot of people pull over right now and have to take a few breaths, and they're mad at me, and I get that. But the Chicks are wildly successful, even if you don't personally listen to them now. They're huge across all genres. And Toby's, of course, still doing good, too, you know, going on Fox and talking about the economy or whatever he's doing. So they're all having good careers, but it's a great little revenge tale.
This is a song that the Chicks put out kind of on their comeback tour, which was, I think, like 2007, 2008, something like that, maybe 2006. And I thought it was so interesting when it came out. I was a big fan of theirs. And I was frustrated back then about the cancel culture. I don't think we had the word for it back then, but it totally was, you know, anybody that was saying anything that didn't go straight in line with what, you know, the powers that be told you to think. I mean, they got canceled right away. And it was interesting because everybody kind of knew they were on this comeback tour. And this was one of the key singles that they released. And I thought it was so smart because they're like, yeah, we're back, but it doesn't mean we're going to be nice. It doesn't mean that we're taking anything that we said back.
Well, they knew that they could get an audience for it one way or the other. And I think the internet had a lot to do with that. And again, I'm not trying to take sides. It's probably clear whose side I was on at the time, but that's because I'm for free speech. But I think that doing this song is a great way to sort of put it to bed, though, too. He is rich and has a great career and millions of fans. They are rich. They have a great career and millions of fans. At the end of the day, what they did kind of didn't matter in the long term, but this song is a nice little bow on the end of that story.
Absolutely. Well, here is Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks.
I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is.
not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
This next song we're going to feature is by one of my favorite artists by the name of Lindy Ortega. Lindy is one of those people who falls under that catch-all term Americana. She has country, folk, a lot of Western, and a lot of traditional Mexican music in her sound. And it's another great revenge song called Murder of Crows, which I love that title for a song.
Yeah, I love country songs that have the play on words in the title and in the song. It's like going to a good salon or barbershop. I feel like in a small town, you have to have the like play on words in the name of the place. Like, I just love, like, you
yes.
know what I mean? I was like,
oh, dude, there's everyone listening right now either owns, their wife owns, or someone in their family owns, you know, like Cut to the Chase or whatever it is.
Yeah. I love that. And I feel like it can come across as cheesy. But I also love when people take it really like serious and they put a lot of time into it and they find like unconventional ways to do it and kind of more of that deep cut way to do it. And I feel like Murder of Crows is playing off of that phrase. I love it here. And I think it just fits with the song.
Did you say deep cut to do it on purpose? Is that one in your town? Deep Cuts by Sissy?
I'm sure.
We had To Die For, D-Y-E.
Oh, yeah.
To get your hair colored there.
Yeah, absolutely. To Die For, I feel like, is one everywhere. But I love that. I feel like it's a whole small town thing. Everybody should take pride in that. All right, well, here is Murder of Crows by Lindy Ortega.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, we're going to hear from Loretta Lynn, Bobby Bear, and Porter Wagg. So stick around.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today. For all of Northwest Wisconsin, WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
The news is out all over town that you've been seen running around. I know that I should leave, but then I just can't go. You win again. This heart of mine could never see what everybody knew but me. Just trust in the you was my great sin. What can I do? You win again. I'm sorry for your victim now, 'cause soon his head like mine will bow. He'll give his heart, but all in vain. And someday again, you have no heart, you have no shame. You take true love and give the blame. I guess that I should not complain. I love you still. You win again.
Country Legends 24/7. Dick Clark interviewing George Strait at the ACMs in 1998.
When you've had 23 albums, they've all been bestsellers. Is there no end?
Oh, I hope not, Dick.
Now, you're going out on a concert tour again. Are these big venues or little ones?
They're big venues. We decided to try what we've been doing down in San Antonio and Dallas.
It's like 50,000 people at a time?
It's big stadiums. We're doing the stadiums, you know, like we did the Superdome in New Orleans and stadiums like that.
Now, I have a much more important question. Why are you not going to the, every time I see this man, he's going to the Kentucky Derby. You're not going this year? Why? This is the first one you've missed in years.
It is, and I hate that, but... Well, my son's got his junior-senior prom this year, so we better hang around home for that.
Give my best to Norma. Thank you so much.
95.7 FM.
Finally caught up with me. It all started with a little bit of kiss and a hug. It's a little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. No, that little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bit of kiss and a hug. It's a little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug.
I'm George Jones.
95.7 FM.
Oh, I love her and I just can't live without her. And I've got the urge to tell the world about her. But our love's a secret and can't see the light of day. But I went and wrote this love song anyway. Her name is, her eyes are, her hair is just like, and she measures. But someday I'll fill in the lines when she and I are free, and we'll walk in the sunshine and me. Oh, it really is a scandal and disgrace to have to call your woman what's her face. But her husband thinks he owns her heart and soul for life, and he'll kill the man who messes with his wife. Her name is, her eyes are, her hair is just like, and she measures. Whoops, someday I'll fill in the lines when she and I are free, and we'll walk in the sunshine and me. Yes, someday I'll fill in the lines when she and I are free, and we'll walk in the sunshine and me. Her name is...
This is Country Legends 24/7. St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
The church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So when I just one.
get back to her somehow. To American honey.
This is Alan Jackson.
95.7 FM.
Daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. An atlas and a coffee cup. Five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sing for free. When the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He wanted 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. Lord, it don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage, I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow.
More Country Legends 24/7 on the way.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about revenge songs in country music. It's a great theme that we're playing today. Next up, we're going to hear Fist City by Loretta Lynn.
I get excited every time I hear the song. I get excited every time I hear a reference to the song. I get excited every time I hear someone say Loretta Lynn's name because I start thinking about this song. I think that my type is an ant who's willing to fight. I think that's the kind of woman I'm into. And I think this song is the anthem of an aunt who's willing to fight.
Yeah, I love the fighting songs and kind of, I don't know what year this came out. I guess I should have looked that up before I said it, but I love that generation of artists, of the women artists that have that fight in them. Obviously Dolly Parton does, Loretta Lynn. And I love that duality. I especially see it in the South of, like, you know, manners, but I'll fight. And I love a person with manners that's willing to fight.
Absolutely. If you have too many manners and you're not willing to fight, you're just going to get, you know, you're going to get run over. You're going to get bowled over. You're going to have some lady take your man, but not Loretta. Not without going to Fifth City first. And by the way, she's the mayor. She's the alderman. She's on the school board. She's the cops. She's all that at Fifth City.
All right. Here is Fifth City by Loretta Lynn.
You've been making your brags around town that you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. And that's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fifth City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a saying my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't wanna go to Fifth City. Come on and tell me what you told my friends, if you think you're brave enough. And I'll show you what a real woman is, since you think you're hot stuff. You'll bite off more than you can chew if you get too cute or witty. You better move your feet if you don't want to eat a meal that's called Fifth City. If you don't want to go to Fifth City, you better detour around my town. 'Cause I'll grab you by the hair of the head and I'll lift you off of the ground. I'm not a sin, my baby's a saint, 'cause he ain't, and that he won't pat around with a kitty. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't want to go to Fifth City. I'm here to tell you, gotta lay off of my man if you don't want.
Matt, this next song is by someone who I consider to be one of the greats in country music and arguably one of the most underrated, probably depending on who you're talking to and what generation they're from. But Bobby Bear seems to get a little looked over when we talk about the greats of yesteryear. He's not quite mentioned in the same air as, say, a George Jones, but I think he belongs there. And the song Marie Laveau, for those who don't know, the Marie Laveau story is a dark, twisted, could only happen in New Orleans story. And as a side note, my wife is obsessed with that story. Marie Laveau owned, what's the phrase we can use on the radio, Matt? What kind of business did she run? A brothel? We're allowed to say brothel?
I think you're allowed to say brothel.
She ran a brothel, but she also had a hobby. You want to tell the people what the hobby was?
I actually don't know.
Oh, she was a serial killer.
Oh, right. I did know that.
Yeah, what a woman. What a successful American story.
You could be anything in America. You could be two things.
Especially,
you could be two things.
Yeah, especially in the 1800s and you're a woman. You couldn't be many things, actually, but those are two things you could be.
All right, well, here's Marie Laveau by Bobby Bear.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses. Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Anyone who wouldn't leave her alone, she goes
stringy hair. And if she ever seen y'all messing around there, she go. I know the man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand and made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a Handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing, and she went, another man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be
All right, Drew, the next song we're going to play is The Cold Hard Facts by Porter Wagoner. I love going back and listening to the old Porter Wagoner songs. Obviously, we play a lot of Dolly on here. I really like that sound from that classic Legends country sound. And Porter Wagoner is somebody that I think consistently is at the top of those lists.
Yeah, Porter Wagoner, like you said, has that classic sound. And I'm not going to say he was responsible for Dolly Parton's sound or success, but obviously helped get her career started. I also love that classic sound. It's a great song by a great, great, arguably underrated country singer.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think especially today when you go back and you listen to how we got to where we are, especially with some of the newer artists coming out that have that throwback sound, I think there's a lot of influence from Porter Wagoner. In the newer stuff that's coming out now with that throwback sound. One of the things I love, I mean, you hear it with Waylon Jennings, you hear it with Merle Haggard and others, is just kind of that, I think the Cold Hard Facts, I mean, that's just a great title for that type of music. I mean, I feel like you could hear your uncles or your grandpa or whatever. I mean, it's like riding in the truck, listening to a song like this. It just all fits.
Well, Three Chords and the Truth was meant to be a way to describe this type of country music, but also in and of itself is a sort of poetic title. And that's all the Cold Hard Facts of Life. It's a reference to that. There's a type of art, there's a subgenre inside country music, if you will, of, hey, when I put music out, it's nothing but the truth. And that appeals to people, of course, because, you know, we get BS all the time. And I'm not saying Porter Wagoner's never, ever given any BS, but he's saying in this song, I'm not going to.
All right. Here's The Cold Hard Facts of Life by Porter Wagoner.
I got back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home. For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner.
pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in, my mind not on the cold hard facts of life. A stranger stood there laughing by the counter. He said, I'll take two bottles of your best. Her husband's out of town and there's a party. He winked as if to say, you know the rest. I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life. I drove around the block till I was dizzy. Each time the noise came louder from within. And then I saw our bottle there beside me. And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell. But who taught who the cold hard facts of life? Who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
All right, next up we're going to hear from Miranda Lambert, Justin Townes Earl, and Chris Knight, so stick around.
As flu season approaches, there's no better time than now to bolster your immune system. And Simply Bowls is here to assist. Their sorbet bowls are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, not only boosting your immune system, but also increasing your energy levels. Discover their variety of bowls at simplybowlsnr.com or visit their store at Paper Jack Plaza in New Richmond. Don't forget to mention this radio ad and enjoy a dollar off any bowl purchase. At Simply Bowls, they're dedicated to keeping your family happy and healthy this season.